Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Stuart said, I get confused with the fact that there are two messages, the message you share in the marketing, the message that the sales funnel. I think I have it, but I'm still a little confused. Yeah, so let me draw it. This is how I think about it. And this is actually taught at Funnel Hacking Live too. Okay, so I used to go build a product without any thought about the sales message. All right, so I'd build the entire offer, literally all of it, page, everything. And then I would go, how should I sell the offer? Wrong order, man, right? It's like, why did that take me so long to figure that out? I mean, I know it's one of the reasons I had so much failure is I would build this offer and be like, oh, number two, how should I go sell it? Shouldn't you figure that out before you ever go build anything? Right, which is why Internet Launch Secrets, you guys all have access to, is so stringent on this. It's so specific on this, right? So something, you know, like when people say, you have the offer built. People are like, the product is so good, it sells itself, which is a pile of hot garbage, by the way. Not true. Well, products don't sell themselves ever. That's the dumbest thing ever. Even Steve Jobs inventing the most blue ocean thing on the planet called the iPod, right? I think this is an iPod. Still had to say, 1,000 songs in your pocket. There's always a message with the offer. Offers never sell themselves. It's terrible. The only time that that happens is when someone's in so much pain they're throwing their money at anything. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but it is not something I'm going to bank my whole business on. It's certainly not my wallet. Terrible way. That's called hope marketing. And it's an absolute awful strategy. So there is no strategy. It's hope. So something still has to sell the offer. So then this is how I think about it. What sells the offer? And you might be like, all right, what's the sales message? Like, okay, yeah. And what Internet Launch Secrets does is it teaches you to think about these in tandem. Internet Launch Secrets teaches you to build and design both of these in tandem without thinking about yourself. That's why it starts out the way it does. It's one of the coolest things I've ever created still. But a lot of you know that you can have a sales message and an offer and still be broke, right? When it comes down to it, all a sales funnel is first and foremost a sales function. There's no such thing in marketing inside funnels. We don't call them marketing funnels for a reason. They're sales funnels. There's no marketing in funnels. It's a catcher's mitt for all the effects of your marketing. So people think about funnels way wrong. They're like, I built a funnel. I did my marketing. No. You built a sales mechanism. You have no marketing. Okay. So this is all a funnel is. It's an offer and a message. A sales funnel is an offer and a message. When I was a door-to-door sales guy, I was the funnel. I had an offer and I had a message. Hey, sales message, offer. I was the funnel. The fact we put them on the internet is just a method. Hey, it's not the method. And ClickFunnels did not invent funnels. So I get really animated about this because I've just bringing 60,000 people to the One Funnel Away Challenge, and they all thought that a funnel was marketing. But I don't blame them. I didn't went through the same thing. And so this is all a funnel is, a sales funnel, no marketing in it at all. And I got stuck in this trap where a sales funnel would get completely built top to bottom, right? Totally built top to bottom. And I would build all the pages, all the automation. I would build out, right, all the follow-up sequences, integrate everything. I mean, this was a fully functioning funnel. And no one would come to it, right? You're not done just because the funnel's built. In fact, I would say that the smallest part just got its box checked. Building a funnel is probably the smallest formula to solve. It's an unfortunate reality, but it is a reality. And so something still has to sell the sales message. Right? If something sold the offer, which is the sales message, something still has to get people to it. Imagine that this is page one of the funnel, right? If we just think about it, right? We have a sales message and an offer. We got an upsell, blah, blah, blah. So imagine there's a line right here. Well, something still has to sell people into consuming the sales message. Otherwise, it doesn't matter if it's good at all. Just like I was saying on this other thing before, it doesn't matter how cool the video is, how you get people to the page, right? It might actually be that the video doesn't help people. Videos typically hurt conversions depending on where they're used inside the funnel. Usually on page one, we don't put them because it actually slows down conversion. And so something still has to cross this threshold. And this is where a hook comes in. A hook is not a headline. A hook is not a headline. A hook is this other piece of messaging. So I call it the offer hook. And what it does is it gets people to cross this threshold. This line right here, you can call it the lead wall. All right, this is when someone becomes a lead. We don't get to choose when someone becomes a lead. They choose on their own when they're a lead. It's one of the biggest reasons why just because somebody opts into your page does not mean that they're a lead. It's an opt-in. What matters is why they opted in, right? It's a huge difference between a list and a lead. Not the same thing at all. Right? It's kind of like when someone says, hey, come opt in for this thing over here. And so you give them the freebie or whatever, and you start growing a list. And then you come up with a new offer and they're like, you're a lead for this. Like, no, you're not. They opted in for this. There's nothing that's crossed that bridge yet. I know I'm on a little bit of a rant, but let me stick with it here for a second. Because when we say hook, story, offer, the other way to think about it is like this. Hook is out here. Story is the sales message about your product. And then here's the offer over here. It's actually two different kinds of messaging. The first kind of messaging is the sales message. But the first kind of message in a true pipeline, the lifeline of the lead, is this hook piece. And its entire purpose is to walk somebody through the lead wall, which then eventually the sales message sells them on consuming the offer. So then you walk them through the paywall. That's how I think about it. That's the whole hook, story, offer thing. And that's why most people, and that's why what Russell and I are teaching at this workshop is so unique, because I had to come up with this. After bringing 60,000 people through the One Funnel Away Challenge, and after being the only coach for 675 students in the 2-comma coaching program, the first one, and after bringing through thousands of people on my own stuff as well, one of the things I started realizing is that people are not actually spreading a hook. Most people don't have a hook. What most people are doing is they're taking their sales message and spreading that on Facebook and putting that on YouTube and putting that on podcasts and putting that. And it's annoying. And it's annoying because the person has not on their own accord crossed the lead wall yet. They haven't crossed the lead wall. And so why would they think that your message is welcome? Why would they think that the offer is welcome? You actually come off very annoying, right? It's a repellent. And so what this style of messaging does is it gets somebody of their own accord to raise their own hand and say a very key phrase, tell me more, either as a buying question or a, hey, I'm a lead question. It's kind of like back to door-to-door sales. When I'm a door-to-door sales guy, our script still had these three things in it. And I was selling pest control. I did a summer of pest control sales. I did a summer of security sales. And I was also a telemarketer. And in every single one of those, for different companies, there were two parts to our script. The two parts of the script were these two. And what we did is we said, so I imagine I'm going and I'm selling somebody on the doors. And I'm knocking on the doors saying, hey, what's up? We're here. All the pest control people say the same script. What's up? I'm here. I'm spraying the Joneses. Since getting the truck here is half our cost, we can spray your house for 50% off while we're here. Is 4 or 5 o'clock okay for you today? Notice I haven't really even talked about what we're doing. All I'm trying to do is get them to raise their hand and say, tell me more. And if they said, well, let me talk to my spouse, or no, thanks. They're not saying I'm a lead. They're saying I'm not a lead, right? They're saying, no, I did not pass go, did not collect $200. I'm not a lead. When someone started asking questions about, well, like, how much is it? It's funny, in all of my door-to-door training, all my sales training, I think this is one of the reasons I've been a good marketer, is because I market with the context of sales. The only reason you do marketing is for sales. You don't do marketing just because. Companies that focus on marketing alone don't go very far. Build a sales business, not a marketing business, right? A sales business that leverages marketing. This right here, that's marketing. This is sales, and this is entrepreneurship. And that's how they all work together. Yeah, they're all very different roles. They're very different hats. And there's these little lead wall. There's these little walls between each of these phases as one hands off the lead to the next. But the customer or prospective customer gets to choose with that. So I was in a massive tangent there, but basically what happened was, is when on the doors, I would get all I was trying to do. And sometimes it would take like 10 minutes. I kept coming at it from different angles. Well, hey, we're here spraying the houses. Cool. What kind of bugs does it kill? Like, well, and I start walking around their house a little bit. Well, it could kill these bugs. Funny, we have a pest control person that just showed up at our house right now or something like that. Anyway, lawn person. Say, hey, well, you know, it kills these kinds of bugs. Hey, and like I said, we're here. We can spray your house for half off. It's 4 or 5 o'clock okay today. And then sometimes they would take the bait. A lot of times they would bounce though. And they'd be like, well, if it kills these kinds of bugs, is it safe for my kids? I'm like, oh, come on. Let me get you through the lead wall. I couldn't get them through the lead wall. Right. That was a tough time. That took me a long time to learn how to do. Like, yeah, it's safe for your kids. It's 4 or 5 o'clock okay today. Well, they were like not taking the bait, right? They wouldn't pass through the lead wall. And then as soon as I could get somebody to say, how much is it? That's all I needed them to ask. That was it. How much is it? Some kind of buying question. Only at that point, across all businesses that I was doing this with, was I told that I was allowed to go to this part of the script. And we never answered it directly. It was always, well, it kind of depends. And I'd step away from their house and I'd walk away from their house and I'd start looking, how big is your house? I'm like, well, it's the square footage. And then I'll start looking at the report. I start looking at stuff. I'm like, well, we could do it today for this amount, you know? And does that make sense? I was not allowed to go to this. There was a literal second. We called it part two of the script. Did you get to part two? Did you get to the second phase? Did you get to the second piece of the script? And we knew all of us that what we really were trying to do is get the person to say, how much is it? Because then they were a lead. Then they were interested. Then I could go talk about my thing and not stress them out. Because if I started saying, we could spray your house for $197 today and then $197 next week, they didn't invite it. And it's annoying. And they're not in control of the sale anymore. And it makes them feel like they're being pushy. So that's a super long tangent for me to say. I think my sales background is what's helped me create a new style of messaging that the market is still learning. And it's one of the reasons Russell and I are doing this workshop, because the style I've created is working. And what it is the piece of messaging that you put out pre-page one of the funnel. It's the messaging you dump into all these distribution channels. And it's still crafted in a way that it gets people naturally to say, tell me more. What about AKA? Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho,
May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Let me go to that link. Let me check out that page. Tell me more information. And then the sales message can pick them up and start actually pitching them at that point. So that's all sales funnels are, is they're still sales. And the only function of marketing is to get people to the first page. Like, remember, my definition of marketing is very unique. It is that marketing is attention getting measured only in lead gen, meaning how many people from that marketing initiative actually crossed the lead wall. And if nobody did, was it marketing? My contention is that it's no, it wasn't. You just made noise, right? And what's cool about this, I spent years on this definition of marketing. I taught it so many times, got more and more refined with it. So finally it baked out to the thing. I was like, holy crap. All the stages I've taught on, all the pieces of, you know, people have brought to us, marketing is nothing more than attention getting measured in lead gen, not likes, comments, subscribes, shares, doesn't, none of that crap matters when you're thinking about leads. And if a salesperson on your team, like I used to have 12 sales guys at once, which was murder. Oh, so too many salespeople to support. What do you think they all wanted though? They always wanted more leads. And so sales message, sales funnel, salesperson, it's a sales function. Sales funnels are a sales function, not a marketing function at all. But what is a sales funnel still asking from marketing 24/7? More leads. That's all it wants more. The funnel wants more leads. And so it's the role of marketing to put a very special kind of messaging out there that gets somebody to engage, get someone to identify with the message you're saying, and get them to go, tell me more, raise my own hand. Because what most marketers are doing is they're not actually marketing, they're promoting. They're going to their customers' hands and raising their hand for them. And they're going, you're a lead, right? Yeah, you want this, right? You have a problem, right? You didn't know you have a problem? You have a problem, right? And they like over-educate the problem, which is also really annoying. Anyway, I know I'm on a tangent, but this is just how I think about it. This is why I'm doing a workshop. This is why we're doing it. It's because just like Russell popularized the concept of the Epiphany Bridge script and the origin story, which I was in the room for when we first started crafting the first version of Expert Secrets. The Epiphany Bridge script was something he and I, that is, for lack of a better word, deliberated over for a long time. And it's cool to see how that taught people how to sell what they created. But what it's not designed to do and was never designed to do was be all the pieces of messaging that you place pre-page one of your funnels and your pages to get people to it and say, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. That's why this is a big deal. Dramatic demonstration. Yeah, it's cool. It's awesome. It's very exciting. But what's, by studying P.T. Barnum so much as I have, the thing that has bubbled to the surface is that Barnum never, in the early 1900s, right? Mid 1800s, late 1800s, Barnum never in his marketing spread sales message. He always and only spread hook. And it is totally different than a sales message. Completely different mentality when you write it. This is also how I think about that. And where I realized this, and I was like, holy smokes, that this is a huge realization. I told this to Russell the first time we spoke at FHL together. Just this epiphany. And it was cool because we both started looking at it like, dude, this is like a groundbreaking piece of formula. And so that's why I'm like, when someone asks what's the formula, it's a little bit of a longer conversation than me just spouting out. Not that I couldn't, it's that I want to teach it with the context of what it's meant to be taught with, which I'm kind of going into a little bit here, but an entrepreneur, their mindset is very interested in the offer, understandably. But an entrepreneur can be an entrepreneur and still be broke. How many amazing products and offers are sitting on dusty shelves because they didn't figure out the next piece, which is how it sells, right? And you've seen these companies that are past like six figures, maybe even seven, who still have the main entrepreneur as the best salesperson. You know what I'm talking about? You've probably seen that before. And they haven't crossed the next step, which is that they get the role of sales off of their own shoulders. Right? They delegate the role of sales off their shoulders. They elevate themselves so they can remain strategic in the organization. And they start bringing in others who can be sales professionals for it. But then what suddenly the problem turns into is that they bring in some salespeople and they can't keep them fed. And they now have to go sit in this marketer seat. And so what's cool about this lens is, yes, it's hook, story, offer, but it's not just, it's more than one style of messaging and it's more than one role. It's more than one mentality. It's more than one role. Entrepreneur, sales, right? And if you can't figure out how to sell, you can't be an entrepreneur. And over here is marketing. Anyway, writing crappy, but that's how they do it. And what I teach is how to think about these in the same stanza. What hurts companies the most is when they don't. When they start thinking about this in a silo, never thinking about how it sells. And then they think about how it sells, never thinking about how they'll get leads for it. That's where someone screws up. And that's what makes it so that you can't scale either. It is the beginning of the end. And it's usually not because the offer was bad. 80% of the time, the offers they look at, they could use some upgrading, but that's not the main bleed. The main bleed is that the offer is good. And the entrepreneur mind is the one trying to drive sales seat. The entrepreneur mind is the one writing all the marketing copy. And when that happens, I can always tell when that's happening for somebody because it's like, I don't know, let's say I'm selling this phone, right? What starts to happen is if an entrepreneur, it's fine if it's the same person, but if it's that mentality, they're totally different mentalities. Marketing and sales are completely different mentalities. Marketing and entrepreneurship, wildly different mentalities. We're the only world on the internet, by the way, that tries to have the same person be all those roles. That's not normal in every other business. Okay. But one of the reasons why, like I said before, one of the reasons why this is so, again, it's not that the offer is bad. It's that the entrepreneur's mind is writing marketing copy, which is the equivalent, like I was saying before, I started just backtracking. It's the equivalent of Steve Jobs making the iPhone and staying in an entrepreneur's mindset instead of a marketer. What starts to happen is the marketer is this close to their project. They're this close. And they start saying to themselves, why do I even need a sales message? Can't people just tell that what I created is genius? They don't know why they need to market. They're too in love with their own thing. They're blinded by their own creation. And they start saying, how come people can't just tell this is incredible? Right? Can't they see that what I innovated on is truly ingenious? I'm an innovator. I'm a creator. I'm an artist. And they're so close to the project. They're the ones that are like, I don't need to market that hard. It's just incredible. And they're totally wrong. So anyway, that was a total tangent. That's what dramatic demonstration is about. It's how do you write this piece of messaging and then put it in a system, an actual system as strong as a funnel is that continues to feed your funnels. You could rename the dramatic demonstration theory funnel feeder, right? So we're not talking about funnels. We'll talk about certain strategies you can use, but what it's really about is getting people to them. Pre-page one, right? So that's what I'm excited about with this. So anyway, on that note, if you're interested, dramaticdemonstrations.com, plural, dramaticdemonstrations.com. Happening one time, excited to have you guys. It's going to be awesome. Where I found the dramatic demonstration formula was, is the end of 2019. No, beginning of 2020. And all that craziness had just started. And I started noticing that when I was listing all of P.T. Barnum's campaigns he was running in the 1800s, that he was following a similar pattern. And why that fascinated me is because I like studying people who got really freaking rich without the internet. He's the second millionaire in America. And so, you know, this guy to study, right? And so studying his stuff, and I was like, holy crap, with organic, what we would call today, organic traffic methods, there's a pattern here. And I started piece by piece across tons of campaigns, watching all these stories, and I'd write on my whiteboard. It took me a long time. He did this, and then this, and then this, and then this.
Oh man, look at this next big famous story. Fiji Mermaid, bam, next one. Bam, 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 bam. Holy crap, Cardiff Giant, next big one. Bam, 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 bam. Wow, brings Jenny Lind to America, next one. Bam, 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 bam. And there was a pattern to how he turned things that no one knew about famous in like a month or two when there was no internet. Back with distribution channels. I mean, you're watching this right now, obviously, right? It's like, it's mind blowing that we can do today. The reach we have is insane. There's no such thing as a traffic problem. Traffic problem doesn't exist. There's no such, traffic is compounding right at a daily rate right now. There's no traffic shortage. What people have is a messaging shortage because we've been spoiled for quite a while on distribution. And my theory is that because of the advent of AI, which spits out bland marketing at volume, all these people from 2020 suddenly realizing you can make money on the internet, right? And then, frankly, just competition, right? Ad costs going up, all that stuff. What we're seeing is that there are companies now who don't actually know. They never had to figure this out. They've really just been, until 2020, they've really just been good at sales, but they don't actually have a hook. They've never actually, there's no sales message, or there's no, they have a sales message, they have salespeople, but they've never actually written this style of messaging. And it might also be that there weren't that many people selling what they sold. They could get away with it for a little while. And so that's what we're noticing. That's what we're seeing is that, holy crap, a lot of companies, a lot, seven-figure companies, eight-figure companies that I'm consulting now, have clients with that are, I got another one in 30 minutes that is, so I'm going to get off in a second, but that's what we're noticing is that there's people who have been existing for a long period of time with a fantastic or good enough sales message, an awesome offer. They've never actually done the role of marketing. What they've been doing is spreading sales message. And now the squeeze they're feeling is that they have to figure that out. That this solves what's been going on. And I've been doing this to my own clients for several years now and clarified it heavily in the last year, taught it the last 2 years with Russell. And now it's time to finally go do a workshop with Russell and then write the book. So I think this will be as impactful as the actual perfect webinar script because it solves the next problem that people are now having. Perfect webinar script, not a marketing message, sales message. So anyway, awesome. DramaticDemonstrations.com, plural. Excited to have you guys.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.